AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A snowstorm moved into Indiana and Michigan after dumping more than a foot of snow in parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. In Lansing, Michigan, Paula Fader says a wintry storm left the freeway slick in central Michigan.
The highway was pretty snowy, but it looked just slushy. It wasn't icy, but it was slippery enough that a bunch of cars were sliding into the embankment on the side of the road.
She was driving to an event but turned back. Hundreds of flights were canceled at Chicago's two main airports. There was a fire in a landmark skyscraper in Chicago today. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford says the structure of the John Hancock Building helped keep a fire from spreading.
The Hancock is a fire-resistant building. Each unit is a compartment. The fire did not spread outside of the unit at which it started. But a considerable amount of smoke was generated, and that caused some of the residents in the upper floors to, of course, be concerned.
Five people were injured. The U.S. Embassy in Belgium is urging Americans in the country to shelter in place and remain at home after terror warnings from authorities in Brussels. AP correspondent Angela Charlton reports.
The American Embassy told American citizens that if you must go out, avoid large crowds. It also urged American citizens to exercise caution in public transportation, sports events, restaurants, places of worship, shopping malls, and other tourist destinations.
Local authorities warn the threat of a terror attack in the Brussels area is serious and imminent. Southeast Asian leaders Sunday have created a unified economic community in a diverse region larger than the European Union or North America. It's with the hopes of competing with China and India. The 10 leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Countries signed a declaration at their summit. This is AP Radio News. A Montana man is free after serving three decades in state prison for a murder he says he did not commit. Matt Voltz reports.
The governor of Montana granted Barry Beach his clemency request, commuted Beach's sentence from 100 years in prison without parole to time served. Barry Beach walked out of prison and he did not show any bitterness. He said that the prison staff lined up to say goodbye to him as he was leaving, and he himself left with a big smile on his face.
Voltz reports that Beach described the moment of his release as surreal.
The first thing he did was thank the governor for keeping his word, and he thanked his supporters. He said that he knew this would happen someday, but he never dreamed it would take this long.
The Food and Drug Administration says it's approved a new drug called Nintaro to treat a kind of blood cancer called multiple myeloma. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.